Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back on a Monday.
We are. We're rocking the Mondays.
Two in a row. Woo! Woo!
Hey, it's baby steps. It's a habit when it's how many?
30?
I don't know. It's baby steps.
That's like a whole year.
That is.
And we're not going to make that.
No.
We already have like plans to not make that.
We do.
We're back and sad day. Actually, sad weekend. George freaking Clooney got engaged.
Do you really believe it?
Yes, it's been confirmed by E! News.
All right, well, again, so do you really believe it? I don't know. I just find it really hard to believe that he got engaged this quickly with this one.
But, you know, his ex, Stacey Keibler, same thing. She got married. Like, they broke up, and, like, 6 months later, she's married some other dude. You think it's an in-your-face Barbie?
Maybe, but I'm just going to put this out there. I didn't really think she was that.
I love. She's like all legs.
No. I love Stacey Keibler. Oh. I don't think the new one is really like.
Oh, she's a lawyer. Super smart.
Yeah. But I don't think she's really like George Clooney.
That's the good thing about her, though. She's not your Hollywood starlet.
I guess.
Someone say like a tart that he's used to dating. Like, this is a smarty. And maybe that's why he's jumping on that. I want to spend the rest of my life. Because I don't have much longer left. Sorry, that was rude. He's not that old. But he is older.
Yeah.
You think he's kind of getting that like, oh, I better settle down or I'm going to end up alone.
Maybe.
Like, look at Brad and Angelina. Like, he and Brad used to be buddies pal around together. And now they're like,
well, that's because Angelina sucked the life out of Brad.
Sucked something, and he loved it.
Telling you, the life, literally. I don't think he signed up for, like, 7 kids.
Remember when she wore the blood of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Creepy lady. Creepy lady. So, did it make you a little sad, too?
Cause I'm not a George Clooney, like, girl.
I don't understand. He's, like...
But I'm also not a Brad Pitt girl, and you don't get that either.
You're that... Who's that guy? Pauly D?
Oh, God.
I don't understand that. Does he have a brain cell?
Hey, now.
I'm just kidding. Not really.
I thought I was over him, but it's starting to come back.
Every time you say I'm over Pauly D, you're like, wait a second.
I can't help it.
It's your age. I'm going to blame it on your age group.
I don't know about that. He's old.
How old?
Older.
How old is he, Ashley?
Like 33 or 34.
I'm 32.
I know, but I'm saying like.
You called him old.
I said older.
You said older.
But like those are the guys, that's the age group I go for. Like the Justin Timberlakes, the Ryan Goslings.
Well, how old's George Clooney? Like in his 50s?
Yeah, that would be like me. Never mind. First of all, I do like.
Backtrack slowly.
First of all, I do like some older men.
Who?
I'd have to think for a really long time.
And your dad's like, don't even.
Yeah. Like, I'd have to think for a really long time on that one. I'll get back to you next week.
So, definitely not celebrating this engagement. But I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I am happy that he settled down. Matthew McConaughey. There you go. Isn't he like 40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
You consider him older?
For me?
I guess so. Dang. So last week, we ended the show kind of with a cliffhanger.
We did.
We don't want to celebrate George Clooney's engagement, but there are some unconventional things that you need to stop and celebrate because life gets too busy and hectic and complicated, and we forget to celebrate things.
Indeed.
Like on Friday, I was at work, and it was a coworker's birthday, and she's like, let's not make a big deal. I'm like, you know how much it sucks to be at work on your birthday?
Yeah.
We're going to eat cupcakes. And she accepted the fact we were celebrating her birthday. And that's a common thing, birthday celebrate. You're kind of looking at me blankly.
Well, I mean, for some people, they don't want... Some people are
we
like...
We don't have to throw the number out there.
Yeah.
Like, this is the day you were born.
It's my birthday. Oh. Thought I was coming up with a pun there, hence the name birthday. I really thought I was being clever with that one. Forget it.
Holy muffin. Okay, so we're going to continue the list. We did 1 through 10.
No, you went through 9.
No,
we have to do 10.
Okay, here we go. So you're going to start off with number 10.
Number 10 is finding a new job.
Which you did.
I did.
And did you celebrate?
And we celebrated.
Did we? I don't think I did.
We did. Well, no, but you did.
I kind of.
We went to lunch and celebrated.
Yeah, I kind of pouted.
And it was a celebration for me. For you, I went out for
drinks. Like, grumble. Fine. Have fun. Good luck. Woo. The next one is a breakup. Have you ever celebrated a breakup?
No, but I have had, like, I've known people that have done that, or like people that celebrate divorces or something. Yeah.
All right. The next one
is job anniversaries.
Yes. And I don't think people celebrate these enough. My old boss would take me out to lunch every year, but I was her only employee. Yeah. The new boss situation, they're like, at the beginning of the month, they're like, oh, Janet's been here 2 years as of March 19th. Good job.
Yeah.
March 19th comes and goes and no one notices.
I know. I remember sitting at my desk and being like, oh, today's my two-year anniversary or whatever. And I was just like, oh, okay.
So you need to stop and celebrate your job anniversary. Yes.
The next one is the days your life changes forever. So the way they kind of put this was things like this. When you graduated college, I had a party. They received a degree, kind of celebrated with dinners and extended family. But graduating school isn't really the day that changed your life. It was, you know, just a kind of a mark. So you got to think about the days that actually finish big days, like
closing on a house.
Yeah, closing on a house, or like, you know, finishing something like really important. Like maybe when you graduate college, I mean, obviously everyone celebrates that, but it's like your first big, you know, gig or your first
big job offer.
Or something like that. Yeah. Because those things do change your life.
This next one is hilarious. Made me think of some people. Resisting the urge to stalk your ex on social media for the umpteenth trillionth time.
I'm not going to lie. I did celebrate that day. The day I was finally like, I'm done.
I don't care what he's doing anymore.
I don't know that it was a big celebration, but it was like a proud moment in my life.
Woo! Okay, next.
And the next one is getting over someone.
How long did it take you to get over? Like the big break, like heartbreak that you, never mind. Who am I talking to? Like that first big heartbreak, like it took me a good time. Like, but I remember that day when I'm like, I'm over it. Yeah. Woo. I may have had a glass of wine for that.
I think that's something to celebrate.
It is. All right. The next one
is being happy.
And you have your 100 days of happy?
I do. My 100 days of happy.
What number are you on?
28.
Oh, it's not even a... That's like a fourth of the way through.
I know. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm kind of like, my life is boring. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, oh, crap, I already appreciated that. Like, what can I appreciate now?
You're doing pretty good. You're pulling things out.
Yeah, like sometimes it's hard to... I don't know, come up with stuff. And now I understand why 71% of people failed at this challenge. But
I may have had a stressful Monday, but guess what? I got to eat a cupcake, and I am happy for that. And I got to sit down here with you in the basement and record. I'm happy for that. I've always really tried to stop and be like, okay, today might have been less than awesome,
right?
But there were moments where I was like,
and that's what this is about.
Found an awesome pen.
Yeah, it's about finding the moment, not the whole.
Yep.
So... we'll see. I mean, I think it's something to celebrate. When I complete the 100 days, I'm going to throw a big party for my 100 day.
When is that date? Can I put it in my calendar?
I got to figure that out.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
And the last thing to celebrate unconventionally?
Is getting through the day.
And I celebrate that by taking a very long 8-hour nap.
Or a Malibu and Coke.
Haven't made it through the day yet. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
I saw one of my friends on Facebook posted overseas. They ordered a Diet Coke and it was a Coca-Cola Light.
Oh, I like that better.
I know. It looked so
It sounds different. So much nicer.
It does. It does. So those are our unconventional things to celebrate. We like celebrating the fact that we're women and we can drink fabulous wine. That's why we're two girls and a bottle of wine. We get to sit and talk to each other.
Yep.
And we're two very different people. And there are lots of different types of females out there. Mm-hmm. And so we found some types of girls that we should be.
Yep, the 6 types of girls you should be.
So these are suggestions. We're not telling you to change who you are. You should be happy with who you are. But these are maybe some twerks to make you a better you, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So start us off, Ashley.
So the first one is be the girl with the laugh. Whether it's the ugly laugh or the loud laugh or the laugh that bubbles over your lips and travels to everybody around you, have the laugh that fills a room or the laugh that separates a crowd or the laugh that can only be heard in a quiet booth in the back of a cafe. Be the girl with the laugh that the boy would die to hear. The girl with the laugh that boys are gonna die to be the source of. Be the girl who's happy.
I try and be the happy girl. I do. Mm-hmm. I've been struggling lately, but I try.
Yes.
And you're getting much better at it.
I am.
Well, so I don't excited. Have to deal with you coming in on snow days, though.
That's true. Like, that I don't have to go anywhere on happy. Snow days.
Ashley would come in and be like, what the F? It's snowing. It's Colorado, Ashley. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, be the girl with the eyes. Have the blue eyes or the big eyes or the squinty eyes. Have the kind of eyes that bunch up in the corners the way they claim is unattractive, all because you're smiling so hard. Be the girl with the eyes that people will fall in love with. Be the girl with the eyes boys will spill their secrets to. Be the girl whose eyes bear her soul.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You have pretty eyes. You're lucky.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Got them from my daddy.
There you go. The next one is be the girl with the body. And I think this one's so important. It says, the one that's perfect in every way because it's perfect to you. Be the girl who loves the way her jeans fit her, who loves her curves or loves her thigh gap. Be the girl who wears clothes that fit her flawlessly, even if they don't fit society. Be the girl who knows what looks good on her, and be the girl who knows how to love what's in the mirror.
And I've had friends, I remember in high school, friends that would wear clothes that weren't necessarily in style, mm-hmm. but they rocked them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was like 70s. And you're like, what? This is 1990. Okay, I'm old. 1996. But, yeah, they rocked it.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. The next one, be the girl with the brain. Now, girls, listen to this one. This one is very important. Don't play the dumb girl, please. Be the girl who knows what she's talking about. Be the girl who falls in love with one sentence in a whole book and writes it down in her pretty cursive handwriting. Be the girl who loves one thing with her whole heart and knows too much about it. Be the girl who knows when she doesn't know something and can admit it. Be the girl who always wants to know the most beautiful things about life.
I love that one.
Smart is sexy.
It is. And the next one is be the girl with the grace. The grace to admit her mistakes, to love herself despite her mistakes, and to love people wholeheartedly. Be the girl who stands up when she falls. Be the girl who knows her worth and presents herself accordingly. Be the girl with confidence that everyone loves to love.
Yes. And then the last one, be the girl with the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Be the girl with the soul that loves so deeply. Be the girl that travels to a beautiful place just to see the colors of the world come alive. Or be the girl that curls up in a bed with a human being that means the world to her. Be the girl who thinks at night and laughs during the day, all the while creating herself as she goes. Be the girl who never ends. Be the girl who never ends her desire of knowledge. Be the girl who never ends her desire to meet perfect people. Be the girl who never ends her desire to love. Be the girl that goes beyond her laugh and her eyes and her body and her brain. Be the girl who everyone wants to know more of, who everyone wants to sit in a train station with while she speaks of her life. Be the girl who is more than what she appears to be. And we all know those girls.
Mm-hmm.
I have strived to be those girls. I'm not quite there by a long shot, but they exist.
They do.
Thoughts? You got quiet.
No, when I first read that list, I kind of got like chills because I was like, it's so true. We're all always trying to fit into like these stereotypes, you know, like, oh, like, you know, girls with the straight hair or girls with the thigh gap or, and I just think it's true. Like
every girl wants to fix something. I saw something on Facebook. Imagine the day that when all women wake up and accept who they are, their body, their mind, their soul, imagine how perfect the world would like turn.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Imagine what we'd be capable of if we took all that time we spent on fixing ourselves and put it into something else. Girls right. could rule the world.
We really could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel like that was really deep.
It was.
Did we lose anyone? Hello. All right. And there's a lot of people in the world. We're constantly trying to fix ourselves, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to approve ourselves to people, trying to be that girl, as I just said. But we really don't owe anyone anything.
It's very true.
We are ourselves. We need to stop and love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And there are some specific things we want to outline that you really do not owe anybody, even though it feels like you might. Mm-hmm. First of all, an outward appearance that aligns with what other people deem appropriate and ideal, like we were just saying. Too often, people hesitate to say, too often we hear people hesitate to say, get a tattoo or dye their hair or wear something funky out, or a fear of what people are going to think, their parents, their friends, you know, their coworkers. If it's in your company's policy, don't dye your hair purple. Don't get a face tattoo. Don't get an eyebrow piercing if it's not in your company's policy. Yeah. We're not telling you to go buck the system.
Right.
Or just stop worrying so much about what other people think when it comes to your appearance.
I agree. I liked this one too. Explanations for why you put your job first. You know, sometimes people are just bona fide workaholics. And some people are more of the work balance, divide time equally. But there's one major catch. Sometimes you have to prioritize work, and work has to come first. It's not about not caring about others or not having a life, but about the fact that you want to get a leg up or foot up in something that's going to give you security in the future. It's important to know the divide, but it's more important to know when it's time to prioritize.
There you go. And I think we both have kind of had a big lesson of that in the last year. The next one, remaining in a relationship because someone, be it a family member, friend, or even your partner, expects you to. Because you have no other reason to leave than just wanting to go, because canceling the wedding or letting down your parents' expectations of being with who they think you ought to be with is unbearable, because you're the perfect couple and you should be happy, because, again, this is their problem, not yours. It's never, ever okay to stay in a relationship for the sake of somebody else. It's uncomfortable at best and completely unfair at worst. And that's kind of more focused on the love relationship, but I'm sure there are girls that you've maintained a friendship with because Joey kind of wants you to maintain that friend. I know it. Don't even act like
I think that there have definitely been
friendship when you've maybe not wanted to be a friend.
Or not even that. Like, I think of, like, how many people I feel obligated to be friends with because, like, or not so much anymore, but you know, like, our parents were friends or, I mean, just like those type things. And it's true, because you're forcing something that isn't there.
Right. Don't do that.
Yeah. And the next one, marriage or children, because it's the next step in your relationship. Your mom is dying for grandkids, or you don't foresee finding someone better. Most times we settle, it's not because we're actively trying to sell ourselves short. It's because we're looking to appease someone else, looking to not have to answer the questions of why we're still single at such and such an age, or when we're going to have kids, or when we're going to get married.
And I kind of dealt with that when I was 27. Wow, that was 5 years ago. When I was all set to marry someone and probably do the kid thing, and I looked at the big picture and I was like, whoa, this is not okay.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if the kid thing was my thing, and I was definitely not sure if he was my thing. So I kind of put a big, messy stop to it. And it was not popular.
Yeah.
People were like, what are you doing? Don't you want to get married and have kids? Well, I'm not quite sure. And I, even to this day, like, I go through times where I'm like, I would really like to get married. But 80% of the time, I'm like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a lot of fuss for nothing.
Right.
Is that horrible?
No.
Does that make me anti-female? Because I don't want to do the kids or marriage thing?
No. I mean, Joey and I dealt with that for a long time. When are you guys going to get married? When are you guys going to get married? When are you guys
going to get married?
And now it's become the, do you guys think you'll have kids soon after? Why are you waiting so long to have your wedding? When are you going to have a house? And it's just like,
guess what? It's our plan.
Yeah. Like, what if I turned around and was like, you know what? We're going to live in a tent with no children because we like our fur baby.
Sugar would be miserable.
I don't know. Yeah, she would. She would. But
she is a princess.
I mean, it's like, it's just frustrating because it takes, like, the fun out of when it actually happens. Like, not to say that getting engaged was not a very, very happy time for me.
Congratulations. Whee!
But it was also stressful. And this is going to sound horrible. It was a like, it was kind of like a relief. Like, I finally didn't have to answer those questions anymore.
But now there's even more questions. When is your wedding? When are you having kids?
Like, I finally didn't have to feel like, oh my God, we've been together for 10 years. Yes, I know. Thank you. If anybody knows, it's me. So I don't know. I think that it takes, it really does take the enjoyment out of it. And I can see why people, you know, especially if they've got like more pushy families than Joey and I have, oh, I can see why people settle.
And I think I was blessed where I didn't have, like, my parents are kind of like, huh? I told my dad that I broke off my engagement, and it took him, like, 3 months. And he's like, I just heard that you and Mike broke up. I'm like, I told you this 3 months ago. He's like, oh, I must have missed that in the conversation. Dear God. Wow. All right. Don't go on a date just because you're asked. I have done this and it sucks. I always end up drinking too much to make it bearable. And that's just dangerous.
I would have a hard I don't know how to be mean, so I would have a hard time.
Oh, I can't even imagine you. Don't ever dumb Joey. I don't want to see the train wreck that is Ashley dating.
I don't either. You were 15
when you started dating Joey?
16.
Oh, heavens, no. Because I started dating my ex when I was 21. I was like, I got this. Oh, heavens. No, I didn't. I was quite the mess. I can't imagine being 16. Wow. Yeah,
I don't really remember. I don't really know what it's like to date.
Just don't. It's all good. You're not missing out.
Joey and I date each other. We try to do that.
It's so sweet. So romantic.
However, I do get to say no to him if I don't want to do it. So that counts.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like if he's like, we're going to go see this movie, I'm going to be like, ah, I'm good.
Go without me.
Have fun. All right. The next one is...
Sexy time.
Sex out of routine or obligation or just because you went on a date.
And drank too much because it was unbearable.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't feel obligated.
Yeah. The next one, reasoning for your philosophical or religious or political beliefs.
Yeah. I feel like especially in today's society, people are like, why? What? Why? Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm you like, don't have
Guess
to.
Guess what? I may look cool, but I am not. In your eyes, I am obviously not cool. Yeah. I could be Amish in your eyes. Like, so conservative.
And the next one is an apology if it's disingenuous. Don't tell someone you regret your actions and ask for forgiveness if you actually aren't sorry.
And that's a good one.
That is a good one. Because how many, I mean, I can think of how many times I've just been like, okay, I'm sorry. Just because.
Right, just to shut them up.
Yeah, just to smooth it over. It's a lot easier.
And I got in the habit, and I've been in this habit since, I want to say junior high, where I'd be like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I still, like, I struggle with that. Like, I'll say it, and I'll be like, ugh. And I've gotten better where I stop and be like, that sucks. But then that feels cold. Like,
well, that's just it. Like,
bummer.
I think we need to come up with a phrase where it's like, it smooths everything over, but I'm not sorry.
Like, it sucks for you, but there's no way that was my fault.
Right.
Like
a nicer way of saying it, though. Like,
I get that you're not understanding me. Let's just move on.
I usually use it true. That's like the old, that's like, sucks, but I'm not apologizing for this one.
Right. The next one, inside knowledge to some intimate part of your life. People tend to find it off-putting if a friend won't open up and spill the sexy details or money details or whatever other people aren't privy to details.
Yeah.
I've gotten addicted to Nashville Wives.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's not from the same people, but it's like the inside lives of Nashville Wives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's right. The Real Lives of Nashville Wives. That's how it goes.
Okay.
And there was one of the wives where she didn't want to, like, they were doing, like, a truth or dare party.
Uh-huh.
And they're in their 30s and 40s. Kind of weird. And one of them was like, what's the sexiest thing you and your husband have ever done? And she's like, I don't want to share that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're no fun. Such a buzzkill. Like, you suck the fun out of things. And I'm like, I don't want to share that.
I was going to say, I feel like
that's between me and my man.
Yeah, I don't
not
feel
between
like
you and the hundreds of thousands of people that are watching this television show.
Yeah, even with my closest friends, I feel like we stick to the more like, oh my God, I can't believe he did this versus the...
Yeah, we'd know? Like to do this, ha ha.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's awkward. I think that's more of a guy thing to do.
You think guys share that
Oh yeah. I definitely know for a fact that guys share those details because they hang out with them, and I don't want to know those details.
Not at all. All right.
So the next one is an explanation for needing alone time.
I am the queen of alone time.
I do that. Joey doesn't understand that. And I'll have to be like, I just want time to myself.
And I don't have to explain it to Steve because he's off.
Yeah.
Sailing the world. But I think if he were here more, it would be an issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, like all weekend, I didn't see anyone from Friday at 6:30 till this morning at 7:30 when I got to work. Like, I saw, like, the person that did my nails, the person that changed the oil in my car, but not really any socializing. Right. And that was okay with me. And now I look back on it, and I'm like, I'm kind of lame.
I think it's important. I think everybody needs it to, like...
I was to the point of getting lonely, though, at the end of yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Well, that's why I was like, it's Sunday and I haven't texted Janet. Let me make sure she's okay.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I bet Ashley's having fun. I haven't heard from her. And then you text me and I'm like, I'm lame. I sent Steve an email because he can't text when he's on the boat. I sent him an email letting him know that I fixed one of my suitcase handles. Do you know how lame that is? And I'm like, I know it's probably pretty lame that I'm sending you this, but I'm getting to the point of loneliness.
I need to make plans.
Which I have for this week. I'll probably be ready for lonely time again.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is a favorable reaction to something, be it an outfit someone picked, a song they're showing you, a life choice they're evidently making that they like and are seeking validation for. Being fake happy and enthused and compliment other people is both exhausting and material that makes for unhealthy and resentful relationships. Be polite, but don't lie.
I do that. With you. Like, you'll be like, oh my god, you have to listen to the Miranda song. And I'll be like, not really feeling it.
Yeah, yeah. But you would tell me if I looked fat today, right? Because I asked you.
Yes.
Like, you would seriously. I know Steve's never, ever, ever going to tell me the truth, ever.
I would have told you.
You would have been like, ugh. Maybe you should run a little bit more before you wear that sweater again.
I wouldn't have phrased it like that.
Right.
I would have been like, well, it's not your best outfit or something like that. It's not
fitting well. How about that cupcake?
I wouldn't pair those two together.
Did you eat a cupcake today? I can tell. All right. Yeah, so don't people please, as I call it.
The next one. Your undivided attention for someone's perpetually tri-weekly crisis.
Drama queen.
You have to be there for your friends and loved ones. That's part of the job. But when the job starts to entail tending to their every whim and need and sobbing phone call 3 times a week, you aren't required to do it forever.
Right. You value your time too.
Yes.
The next one, agreement with someone's personal beliefs just because they're sharing them with you. This kind of goes back to the religious and stuff. Just because a person believes that, you know, cupcakes should be banned in all of North America, don't agree with them. Just because someone believes that the whole marijuana legalization is okay, if you don't, you don't have to say, yeah, I see your point. Okay, don't.
Yeah.
Don't agree just because they're saying this is their idea. And I'm bad at this. I hate confrontation.
It's hard when you live with someone, too.
Oh. You mean, and you're engaged to them?
Like, for instance, I'm trying to think of a good one. Like, I think of, like, Joey and I have very, very similar things that we find funny. Like, we love going to comedy shows. We love, like, funny movies, but then there's some things that Joey finds amusing that I'm just like, yeah, that was like a little like messed up. Like, I wouldn't exactly laugh at that. Or like, so I don't know, like some things that we just see a little bit differently, but not like in the whole grand scheme of things, just like small things.
Big black and white thing for Steve and I is the music issue right now. I am loving some of the newer country and he freaking hates it.
Yeah, Joey and I will never agree on music.
I'm like, here, listen to this song. I think you'll like it. First line in the song is about a guy driving his truck, and he's like, nope. I'm like, fudge. I can't listen to music. So what do? I throw in my earbuds when we're in the car.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Joey and I are the same. Like, so the only time I really ever get to listen to my music in the car, because we have this rule of whoever's driving gets to pick their music.
Oh, that's a stupid rule.
But yeah, because 99% of the time Joey's driving, so it's really hard. But I mean, we have some music in common, but and I'm much more open than he is. Like I can appreciate multiple genres, but like I will turn something on the car and Joey will be like, "This is country," and I'll be like, "No, it will be like the furthest thing from country ever." Like I'm trying to think of a good example of someone he called country that you would laugh at, but
is he trying to like associate your music because he knows I love country? Like,
no,
he's like, you're hanging out with Jane too
like
much.
Anything he doesn't like
Zach Brown Band, what?
Anything he doesn't like, he'll be like, it's country. Like, okay, prime example. So, Coldplay came on the radio.
Oh, heaven.
Their new song, Magic. I'm obsessed with it. And he's like, what is this country crap you're listening to? I'm like, this is not country. This is Coldplay. He's like, well, it all sounds the same to me.
Wow. That's kind of like Steve. Like, he's like, this isn't country.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite, but he's like, this isn't country. I hate this. Fine, let's listen to talk radio 24/7. That's exactly what he would do if it were his choice, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
The next one is a disingenuous response to the question, how are you?
Can we ban that question? How are you? Hi, how are you?
I don't know what to say. Yeah, like.
Everyone says good.
And I mean, you know that, like, ultimately they don't really care. Yeah.
If you don't say good, they're like, oh, that sucks. Run.
Exactly. Like, don't spill the details, please.
Yeah. So let's ban how are you.
Yeah, I agree.
The next one, a yes every time you're given a project or opportunity. I have learned to say, okay, I'm working on learning to say no.
You have a problem.
I do have a problem. I am the all-in yes girl. Yay.
I have a hard time saying no outside of work.
Oh, I am so bad. I'm getting better, though, I swear. Kind of. Not really. I did a whole four-hour new hire orientation today for people I didn't even hire.
There you go.
So, yeah. I got to work on that. But stop saying yes to everything.
Yeah. As I just say, yeah, stop saying yes to everything. It's like instinct.
It is.
And the last one is a flawless outer appearance. You don't have to live your life behind the facade of okayness.
Eat a cupcake.
Exactly. I'm like, there are some days where I'm just like, I don't want to put on makeup. Like today when I came over here, I was like, I should really do my hair. And I was like, no, it's me. I'm not doing it. And I know that the minute I walk in the door, Joey's going to be like, you went out with your hair like that? Are you feeling okay? This is not me.
That's when you flip him off.
But I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'm good. Some days I don't want to do my hair.
Yeah, that's when I would flip him off, but in a lovingly way.
Like, he didn't understand the concept of not washing your hair every day.
Ooh.
So when I was like, I'm going to go get ready, he's like, oh, you take forever, hurry up. I'm like, no, I don't have to wash my hair today. He's like, what? What does that even mean? And I was just like, that means I have to wash my hair. Yeah.
I've learned, you don't tell him.
And so, well, now he's like, what? Like, he's like noticing, and he'll be like, when's the last time you washed your hair? I was like, 2 days ago. That's how it works around here now. He's like, That seems wrong.
Saving money and making my hair healthier.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. He thinks there's something completely wrong with that. So I just let him think I'm washing my hair every day now.
You just run the shower a little bit longer.
I get out, I wrap my dry hair, and it's out.
Wow, I'm so glad he doesn't listen to this
I'm just
show.
Kidding.
I think you're not.
No, I really don't want to wrap it in a towel, but I tend to shower when he's not home.
That's awesome. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. If you want to reach us, twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram.
Yes.
And we thank you for listening. We had over 50 listens on Podbean and over 40 listens on Spreaker. And those are only two websites that track. We don't know what's on iHeartRadio. We don't know what's on iTunes. What, everywhere else.
Yeah.
Stitcher. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any suggestions or comments, feel free to share them. We like to hear them.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back. What's up?
And I forgot to tell you, this is a public service announcement for everyone out there.
What?
Go see The Other Woman.
Oh, okay.
So 5 hot pink stars out of 5.
I almost went and saw it by myself this weekend, but then I ended up getting caught up in organizing closets. It was on the agenda for Sunday. I was going to go watch
it. You should have came with me.
You didn't tell me you were
going. It was very last
minute. Instagram last night. I was like, damn, I want to go see that. So it was amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Crap.
We won't spoil it, but go see it.
I got to go see that.
Yes.
All right. The Other Woman, Cameron Diaz.
Nicki Minaj and Leslie Mann and Kay Upton. It was all star cast.
Wow. And it had bad reviews on Flixster.
Mm. I really liked it.
I think it's a good chick flick.
Yes, definitely. I think
a lot of Flickster people are men.
Probably. That sounds right.
I don't have any statistics to back that up. And on that note, we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.